I'm Marcel Robillard, President CEO of Puma Exploration. We're a small junior company exploring for gold, high-grade gold in New Brunswick, Atlantic Canada. Hello, Merlin. I'm really pleased to see you again.
Hello, Marcel. Thank you very much for the introduction. I like the way you call yourself a small junior. It's true, your market capitalization is $15 million Canadian, but surely the plan is not to be too small for too long.
No, exactly. And you know, this is exactly what we try to do, to be as much active as we can on site, discovering major gold deposit at surface that will bring Puma to the next level, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, at the moment we're doing, with Crux Investor, we are doing the gold rush. We're looking at a whole bunch of gold companies. I finally managed to get Matt interested in gold after many years of trying, but he's been the smart one because he was out of the gold market for a couple of years. And he's now looking at it seriously again, and Crux is looking at gold seriously. So we've got this series called The Gold Rush. In PDAC, during PDAC, the gold price caught a bid and rose $150 per ounce, possibly more. Has that changed your life, just the kind of the rise in the gold price? I see it hasn't changed the share price, but what's it done for your approach to the company?
First, we feel better. That's for sure. As a promoter and a geologist, you know, to see those high price for gold price is really, really exciting moment for Puma. Because in the past, you know, every time that the gold price really get higher, it make a better, you know, attention from different investor. So if you ask me what was the difference this time, is we get called. Because to be honest with you, you know, the junior market was kind of left over a bit on the side for a few months because people, you know, they didn't put too much attention. But now with the gold price, we have new retail people that they call back to see, oh, you're having a great gold project. So we ask more questions. So we know that it takes sometimes 3-4 calls or meeting before they get into the game. But at least we're receiving calls, which didn't happen, to be honest, from new investor for the last year and a half.
Okay. And I always believe that these companies are driven by technical developments on the ground. Yes. We will talk about some other stuff. We'll talk about your shareholder register and corporate activity. But first of all, remind me of your main project and tell me what you are planning to do this year.
Exactly. So, you know, our flagship, the name is William Brook Gold Project. William Brook is about 40,000 hectares, so a huge, huge land package in New Brunswick, Atlantic Canada. And this is one of the best jurisdiction to do exploration because, you know, the government is friendly, easy access to permitting. And for us, we're about only 25 kilometers east of a town named St. Quentin. So paved road. Road access to the logging road to the site, 2 kilometer drilling program from the paved road. So what we try to do is low cost exploration. So William Brook Gold Project. So it fits well with your slogan, you know, the gold rush, because we're looking for gold, very high grade, all at surface. So what we've done so far, we've discovered the places in 2019, just following the gold rush happened in Newfoundland, so Atlantic Canada. So we stake the ground, we get some option, and since then we're working on an area named the Lynx Gold Zone. So the Lynx Gold Zone is about 750 meters long, and last drilling program that we got the result was in 2023. We did 3,500, and most of them hit very high-grade gold veins and stockwork within the first 200 meters. So only thing work is 200 meters, 700 meters long, about 100 meters wide, that we have confirmed the continuity of the Lynx Gold Zone. Now, the objective in 2024 is to apply that discovery model at Lynx and apply it over 4 kilometers, because so far we have that favorable unit or corridor that we have been able to follow it in trenching, stripping, and mapping over 4 kilometers. Now, the 2024 winter program is to drill the tiger zone, which is 400 meters away, and goes to the cheetah zone, which is about 4 kilometers total strike length. So the objective of 2024, proving up scale and size of the already known mineralization at the William Brook property.
So in gold exploration, it's always these three things. It's grade, scale, and continuity.
Yes.
And you mentioned a high grade, but when I look at some of your drill holes, for example, you've got, I think, 98 meters at 1 gram gold, you know, which is, it's mineable at surface, but it's not high grade.
No, because what I'm talking about, those high grade, is you always can do a lower grade deposit with high grade. What I mean by that, by dilution, if you have major vein of 3-4 meters, of 30, 40 grams per ton, then you can extend the mineralization from one vein to the other one, because those type of deposit are high-grade stack vein. So when you drill those, you can then dilute over 128 meters, you know, 90 meters. That can be open pit. But then at the bottom of the pit, those high-grade, when I'm talking about high-grade, is over 10 grams, minimum 3-4 meters. So we get that many times. So we see, by understanding a little bit more the deposit, these stack vein are coming in one area. And now, with the understanding of the way they are there, we can drill more. So we have, you're totally right, a potential open pit lower grade, but it's made not by something really continuous, like, let's say, 1 gram, 1 gram, 1 gram, 1 gram. It's not like this. It's very high grade zone. Divide by a little bit lower grade zone will make an open pit potential.
Okay, goodness, lots to unpack here.
Yeah.
So you said that your plan for 2024 is to test the continuity of the overall structure, the mineralization of the 4 kilometers.
The overall of that 4 kilometers, because we have two parallel zones, and this is follow over 10 kilometers, but we really want to focus on that 4 kilometers and be able to see if there's a potential to have multi-million ounces of gold in that 4 kilometers. Yes, it has to be already stripped. We've done it last year. Now it's drill-ready target.
So hang on, just, you said there are two zones. One is 10 kilometers long, and that's not the Lynx Tiger Cheetah zone.
Yeah, but it's further cheetah. You know, we have the Pantera zone, which is about 4 kilometers further, but we won't go that far. We're going to do it area by area. The first area is the Lynx Gold Zone that goes from Lynx deposit to the cheetah. This is 2024, you know, work program. The priority will be done there. So we're doing drilling, but also we're doing a real details mag survey. That's a drone. RL mag, because what we see at William Brook is the gold mineralization is really, really at the contact between two rock type. One is soft, the sediment, and the other one is really hard rock as a rhyolite or a gabbro. So different type rock makes the plumbing system ready for the gold fluid. So we're going to do that mag survey to try to identify the area where we have fault. We can have a fault or something like this. So we're really focusing on that 4 kilometers area for 2024.
Okay. When you say kind of try to confirm multi-million ounce potential, is that on the same basis that you're just kind of throwing an envelope out there saying, well, we've got 750 meters, 100 meters wide, 200 meters deep. And then you do the maths and you kind of you multiply that by whatever it is, 5 or 6 times, you'll get your 4 kilometers.
Yes, exactly. That's a little bit the way we're going to do it in-house, because we have only drilled 15,000 meters, so it's really too early to do a resource estimate. It won't be done in 2024. If we do it, it will be 25. But right now, what we want to make sure is the potential over that 4 kilometers to have different deposits. We already know the lengths, which has not been defined yet because it's open at depth along strike. Now we're moving 400 meters away to drill the Tiger Zone. But the Tiger Zone is not just one vein. It's another 400 meters by 250 meters zone. So there's different one. We have also the Zone 40 and the Cheetah. So we already have done some early stage exploration that we see potential good mineralization, but has only been found by trenching and stripping. Now we want to have the 3D modeling and see the depth extent of those mineralization. But so far, we see here, copy and paste, same rock found at Tiger than the one drilled at Lynx. We don't have the drill result. It will come in 30 days from now. But visually, same rock, same vein, same contact as the Lynx. That's what we found in the drilling right now.
I know in these kind of subvertical gold systems, you get a kind of a periodicity. You'll get some plunging shoots and then a gap, yeah, and then some plunging shoots and a gap and then some plunging shoots. And you've got Lynx, which is 750 meters long, which has some plunging shoots in it.
Yeah.
And you've got Tiger, which is 400 meters long, but it's also, there's a gap of 400 meters between them.
Yes, exactly.
What does that gap represent? Is it an area where you haven't been able to trench, or is it that you've trenched and it wasn't there?
No, it was, you know, we try to always do the easiest work, you know, sometimes, because that's the place where we have a little bit less overburden, so we can trench. So basically, the way that we have select those zones is just by a little bit luck and mapping, because a geologist went on site, they walked the wood, they collect some grab sample, and those grab sample contain gold. So, you know, we had the lengths, and then when we've been walking just in the wood, we found the Tiger zone. So we start working the Tiger zone where we already knew there were gold, but between there's nothing done really, and it's a little bit too deep overburden. So that zone will have to be drilled. But before drilling that gap, we want to understand well the lengths, which we do. We want to understand well the Tiger. And once those two zones will be understand, now we'll, you know, it's going to be exploration, so never knows what we're going to hit.
At least
we have a model. We'll see the relationship between the veins, the contact, the fault, and the host rock. Then we'll have better chance to not miss, because that's a little bit, you know, what we try is never drill blind. So on that Tiger to go to the Cheetah zone, then for sure we're going to have some gap. But once again, why we did Cheetah, it was into a logging road for woods. So we use that for the first trench. We get some gold. So we are focusing that area because we know there's gold. But it doesn't mean that it's nothing, but it's just too huge property. And, you know, with that market, you know, we want to do as much as we can for every buck. We know this is really important for investor, you know, to not spend the money. So we really want to make sure we do real good work and not skip step just for drill result.
Okay, so the mapping and the trenching, the way that you, I've seen the way that you can clear the topsoil with a scraper or a bulldozer, and then you can map the whole surface. I mean, it's incredible. That's a very cost-effective tool. Now, you're budget constrained. You've got a drilling program of 2,000 meters. If money was no object, you could do a lot of drilling here, couldn't you?
My senior geologist always asked me, when we're going to do the 50,000? We need 50,000 meters. We need 50,000 meters. So I always have to stop him because, you know, there's always a balance between dilution and get real big return. But in a way, that's good, because when you have such a tight budget, you don't do holes just for fun, because every meter is counting. So having a tight, small budget, they don't miss. So I have a better return from them because, you know, they don't want to miss. It's not like, oh, we're going to try that because we have enough meters. No, you know, our every meters has a penny side on it, you know, a money side on it. So that's really important.
Okay, so where are you in terms of your budget and how much are you funded? I mean, you've just signed a 2,000 meter drilling program.
Yeah.
What's your cash position?
My cash position, you know, you're going to see some news pretty soon. I don't know if you saw the Raptor deals. That should bring another $450,000 cash. We always try, you know, to get some money by be creative by new deals or private placement. We have great supporter. So as we're going to be fully funded for the entire year. 2024 is all fully funded, and we're going to have about $1.5 million in the treasury over the entire year. So we do not plan anything else. Right now, we're doing the 2,000 meters. We want to wait to get the assays back because it takes 30 days. We see the same rock, same veins, but we need to get the assays back from the lab because we want to put more holes where we see gold in the result. So we have to wait a little bit. Then the winter will be over, trenching, stripping during the summertime, and get ready for a bigger program in the fall. And if the market react a little bit, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we have not really be benefit from the high price for gold yet. So, you know, if the markets turn a little bit better for the junior, because when the golds go higher, then most the first mover are the major gold company that they are producing. And at the end of the chain, food is the junior. So finger crossed, you know, everything is about timing. So finger crossed, we get very high grade gold result from the drilling in the right market. When the, you know, all the people looking for gold junior stock, then would be surprised. If we have a better market, we can raise more money and be more aggressive on the drilling. But the beauty of Puma is we can trench, strip, so get even more information than drilling, but for a tenth of the cost of be, you know, drilling in a remote area that you have helicopter, yet everything. So the cost all included is less than $200 Canadian a meters, compared to $800 or $900 a meters when you're further away. So our $1 million can represent $3-4 million if you're drilling, let's say, in the mountain of the BC Triangle or somewhere else. So this is the advantage of Puma because we find more. So instead of having just 2 inches side core, we have 3 meters wide, you know, stripping area that we get the measurement before drilling.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, last year was a terrible year for gold companies, and it was very hard to attract any attention. But you produced some good results. You had some good grade, and you had some good drilling, and you made some good progress. What's going to attract or change the perception of Puma in the market? Because if you look at your share price, it looks kind of quite downhill. It looks quite flat. What do you think will be the catalysts which are going to make people sit up and think, ah, New Brunswick, ah, Puma?
So basically, we have the New Brunswick government as well has to be a bit more proactive to make people, investor, understanding this is one of the next gold camp. You know, Newfoundland gold is a little bit, Newfoundland is a little bit ahead of time. New Brunswick, we've been the first mover. We have all the ground. Now we need more people working. We need a major company that they're going to put a stamp that we believe orogenic gold system can be found there. And also, it's going to be the general public, you know, thinking. Because I don't know, but most of the people that I'm talking, you know, the retail investor, they don't have the money they used to have to put into the mining sector and a little bit more speculative. They have to pay the grocery. They have to pay the fuel. Everything in school is more expensive. So they were kind of left on side. And I think now with the gold price, that's remind to the investor that gold exists. Gold is maybe really, really, you know, on the trend. So I think that will be the next step. And as I said, good timing, good gold result, with a good market will make the entire difference. Because back when we drill 5 grams over 50 meters, we trade 64 cents. But back, you know, 64 cents at the time when gold market was really great, you know, make a difference. Since then, we just drill, success, and we're trading 10 cents. So there's no real reason to be there. So I can see more as a good opportunities right now because we have money in the treasury. We have one of the best commodities in the best jurisdiction. So, I mean, the investor should really, really put their money back into Puma.
Tell me about your shareholder register. I know people are short of money, but you talked about inflation, the cost of living. But what do you know about your shareholder register? Are there loose hands? Are there people that are kind of selling? Or, you know, tell me a bit about what you know about your shareholder register, please.
I know that I don't control, but what I know is I have about 60% of the float in good hands. So that's for sure. I mean, we have some brokers. The Crest Capital is the only, you know, fund that they are in Puma. But as you know, if we do 60%, which are really good friends, that means there's 40% that I do not know even who they are. So I think they are good investors, but I cannot say, you know, if they are selling $10,000, which is 100,000 shares, and to pay anything, I don't know. But so far, so good. And I know that the one that they talk to me, you know, they understand where we are and what we have. So finger crossed, the market will turn. But, you know, as I said, you know, myself, I have 2.5 million shares. Crescat is about 6, 7 million shares. I have broker with 10 to 20 million shares. So those are the supporter. Now I just need to meet. And that's a bit the reason why Merle and we're doing stuff together, because, you know, one of the goals of Puma is to get new eyes on the story. So, you know, we are doing videos, shows, and we hope just keep doing the good work. Keep doing the good work on site, and then it's going to pay back.
There's a saying that price cures liquidity. So when you get good news or when you get bad news, you know, when there's a price change, that's when it stimulates liquidity. Have you, I mean, in a sense, it almost feels as if what Puma could do with is a friendly fund, just buying on the market, just kind of tightening up loose hands and just kind of clearing out anybody who's willing to sell, just to tighten it up so that when the good news does come in, or when the gold price pops again or whatever, let's be positive. Let's assume that it's going to be a positive catalyst. Then you get the price response. Have you had conversations with kind of funds about buying on the open market and building a position?
Yes, I did. But as I've been talking to the mainly Crescat, which is already in, I mean, the way I see it, and I don't know if you see the graph, but Puma itself, I just need to see people, the investor, because they understand what kind of great story. If you look after the brick, we do not need too much buying, because about 1 million share, 2 million share, we brought it from 8.5 to 12 cents. We did the same just after PDAC. So I would really be happy to have PDAC every month. So this way, you have to clean it up. But I think there's not too much pressure selling. Sorry, and you said that I'm French. I probably, everybody has now noticed. So there's a pressure, selling pressure. You know, not too bad. The only thing is the lack of buying, because those people, I need to make them understand this is a good timing to get in. So when I'm in front of people, I think people understand the beauty of the project. So, you know, the answer is yes, we try to organize it. And as I said, it's need to be in a good timing, because if you do something like this and get some accumulation in cleanup, if there's not more news to come, you're going to go back the same time, you know, at the same place you were. So as we just start drilling with the recovery tests, the metallurgy, the stripping, then we hope to have a news flow, continuous news flow, that they're going to always bring, you know, the attention on Puma on what we're doing.
Okay, so just on that news flow and on those recovery tests and on the drilling, you started a 2,000-meter program a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, the beginning of March, like just after the PDAC, after the drinks that we got at the PDAC, that's where my geologist went on site. Yes.
Okay, and how long will that take to complete?
We should have another probably 2 weeks, you know, let's say maximum by the end of April, because we have about 600-700 meters done already. Everything goes well. As I said, visually it's the same as we got at Langs. We just don't know what will be the grades of the veins that we get there. So, and then there's already some sample at the lab. So, you know, we always do, basically, to give you an example, a drilling company can drill about 80 meters a day. So when it's drilled, 80 meters, so this is one hole, because on the 2,000 meters, we're going to do roughly 20 holes of 100 meters. So maybe one hole every day. Then it's sent to the core shack. It takes about maybe 2-3 days to log. Another 2-3 days to sample, maybe 2-3 days to send to the lab, and then 3 weeks. So I would bet, you know, from now to before the end of April, we should have drill result. That's going to start. So that drill result, let's say we're going to get those in April, May. We're going to start trenching and stripping in May, June. And, you know, we won't have any delay in timing, because every time that we're going to get the news out in the market, something else will be already started to get the story going on over the entire summer.
Yeah, and what about the recovery tests? Because I've got in my mind that there's a lot of free gold in this system.
Yes. So what we've done, last year we started working on what we call the metallurgical tests. We collect 12 drums, which was about like 300 kilograms each. We get the assays back, which are phenomenal. So we had to resend it to another lab because it was kind of too high-grade recovery. So we said, having those 3 tons in hand, we send the 3 tons in the small mill. So just to make sure, let's say that we're doing a mining operation, what would be like real, you know, the reality having it. So we took the 3 tons to process it, and we should get the result within a month or so. So we see the gold. We just don't know how much gold, but all the 3 tons sent, we've been able to collect really high-grade gold so far, which is all free gold, using only gravity separation. So we're not talking about cyanide. We're not talking about, you know, mercury or another chemical. It's just gravity, shaking table, and we get the gold. So now it's going to be the next recipe if we want to go on the bulk sample next year.
Good. Marcel, that all sounds great. Good luck with it all. Onwards and upwards.
Marlon. Yeah.
Pleasure.
And hopefully I was not too fast this time. So. So we'll see you soon, Merlin. I really appreciate the time. And just don't forget Puma, New Brunswick, high grade at surface. And the good thing is we spend the money in the ground. We're doing low-cost exploration because we see and we know the value, how it's hard to raise the money, not just for us, but yourself as well. So we really take care of the investment.